All right, buddy. We got Brian Weiss.
Going on, man.
Thank you so much for doing this. I've watched the new section probably about four times,
Cool.
so I've done my homework. It's
Awesome.
amazing. First off, I have to ask you, how tall are you?
Ooh, man, if a strong wind blew, I'd probably be about 5'10".
5'10". Okay, that's
Yeah,
not,
five
you're not
nine,
that
five
short.
ten. Yeah.
And how much do you?
Growing up was very short, so it was always really small, and then kind of, as usual later on in life, got a little bit taller. But
Okay, 5'10". That's surprising. You're based on your style, you look shorter. I remember you in person being shorter, but
maybe
5'10",
it's
you're about
five
the
maybe
same.
it's
You're
five eight, but
about
like I said, strong wind, like a real big
right.
gust, you know.
If you're doing lots of stretching. Yeah. And
If
how
I'm a
much?
limber, 5'10".
How much do you weigh?
I actually just weighed myself. I can't remember for what. It was 151.
151. Wow. Okay. That's like a really good body for inline skating.
It's pretty good. I would say I have like a short, I can't remember if it's a short or a long torso, but like, so that's hard for like grabbing tricks is like a difficult thing, you know? Whereas
Interesting.
someone like Don, who's a little bit shorter than me, even though kind of same like body build, I guess, like he can just like grab his foot, where for me, I feel like I have to like lean way down to like grab a trick, you know, or pull my legs way up.
Interesting, because I have the same thing where I feel
That's the
like it's
only problem.
difficult.
Otherwise, I'm like great, but anything grabbing anything or yeah, kind of I end up crouching and just balling up, you know?
Right, it
I have
does
to like
seem like
go
some
way
people
down.
can grab way easier, and I've always attributed that to like having longer arms, because I feel like I have short little stubby arms, and they don't lend well for grabbing.
Yeah, I gotta like, and if I pull my leg up, I just look like a flamingo, you know?
Right.
And so I'm just like, where's the balance? You're like balling up or flamingo?
Right. But you have a great body for skating. And I have to ask you about the shirt, the cut, the sleeve cut, the sleeves, the cut in the sleeves. Like, what was your technique for cutting that? Because I definitely need to copy that. That looks good.
If you chop the sleeves off, it's a new shirt. Number one, we need a little airflow. And fuck, when it's July in Kansas, you're gonna need to pop the top once in a while, you know. But you go right here, shoulder cut straight down. Everyone wants to go out. You got to keep
Right.
it down, just straight down, and then that's where
Straight
you
down.
get big.
Big
That's
loops.
maximum airflow, puffs out a little bit.
And it looks good. Yeah. Really dope. That outfit, that black like sleeve cut with the army pants, that
I'm
was
glad you noticed. Probably my favorite fit too, looking
oh,
back. Didn't
so
wear it
good.
enough.
Oh,
Didn't wear
so
it enough,
good.
honestly. But wore it in choice, in the choice, you know, tricks wore it. But wish I would have pulled it out a little more, you know.
It was good.
And with the
It was good.
blue, like the
You
blue and
mixed
the
it up really good.
camo look really good.
Yeah, the blue and the camo. Hell
Surprising.
yeah.
Not even my, you know, not my go-to style usually, you know, but the baggier camo with the blue, good
It
look.
worked. Yeah, there were some great fits in that section. I appreciated the light blue jean, like the acid wash with the wife beater.
Yes.
That
Also
looked classy.
another well thought out. I weirdly enough, I'm not like a fashion guy, but like I
What?
looking, well,
You are a
looking
fashion
back, hold on. I'll pull it around. So like going back, I just kind of, you know, didn't give a shit when I was younger, you know. And then you were wearing, you know, somebody gives you a free shirt or your sponsors, you're just like, God, I'm wearing whatever I'm wearing, you know, and you don't even give a fuck what the shirt is, you know. And so just looking back, that was one thing I was like, all right, I'm gonna be just a little more conscious of like what I ha how much I'm wearing. I know that sounds funny, but like it does, like at the end when you're looking at something, it maybe you don't notice, but if I didn't do that, you would maybe notice, if
It
that makes
makes a
sense.
huge difference. It really does. Yeah.
Just keep it clean too. Sometimes I, before would try to do, dress a certain way, I guess, but I was just like, I'm keeping it my style, but like, just try to be conscious of it this time.
Yeah, it was classy, but it was also like it had some nice additions. I appreciated the like, what was that red thing that was sticking out of your back pocket?
Oh, I always wear a, I always, I don't even know why I had it there, but my hair was kind of annoying at the time. And so I had a hat just in case I was at a spot and it was getting out of control. So that was a hat just to be
Okay.
like, all right,
I liked that. I think, was it Jeff Fredericks that used to rock like a hat or something in his back pocket?
It's a very like old school vibe to just
Yeah.
have the hat or just any, like the rag hanging out the back pocket,
It's dope. It works.
But yeah, it was more so for
Flappy
the
shirts.
hair. It was more so for, like just in case the hair got annoying and in my face when I was doing something. It's like I need to bust out the hat.
Yeah. Your hair works really well
Thank you.
for skating, for amplifying tricks. The
I finally got the hockey haircut, It took me a while. I had the really long hair. The buzz is good. I almost buzzed it.
Oh, I'm happy you didn't.
Yeah, and then, now I got the hockey haircut, I think, going. To just under the helmet, poking
That's
out.
nice. So, how long did you film for that section for?
Specific like skating days. I'm just pulling this out of my ass. I think AJ texted me at one point that we did 19 days, but I think that was like skating. And then just to give a little background, I hate doing this. I like context, but I also sometimes don't like context, mystery now, especially nowadays. Give a little background about me. I like mystery. I like not knowing something. I like figuring something out. It was planned out. Like we weren't like, it wasn't just like going out skating every day, like I'm a little bit older and I was
How
hurt
old?
from 38.
Yeah.
So just turned 38 in September.
Jeez, for that level of skating, yeah, that's old.
I honestly feel the best I've ever felt. But we had to, but in order to do that, it has to be a little bit more thought out. So like if I'm doing something bigger, it's at the end of the trip type of situation, and then I didn't push it. So it was just like I would get like three or four good ones and then call it, And then I went back for, so I would do like 2 weeks at a time. And when I went back the second time, it was a lot hotter. So we were skating later in the day and could really only get,
Sorry,
two,
so when you
three.
say went back, you mean to Kansas?
Lawrence and Kansas City, Missouri. And then we drove around to, we went to Omaha and I can't remember if I got a trick in Topeka, but we drove around a little bit. Like I said, everything was pretty thought out and, we looked at spots and, I picked stuff and we would go, it was very, very planned out so that I could do that being, my age. As you know, like from, I guess, Instagram, I kind of skate more, like tech spots, I guess, or just a little bit less, I guess, impact
Yeah.
than this section was,
Yeah, it was very high impact. A
God
lot
damn it,
more than I
AJ.
expected. Did
Same.
you?
I really had no plans. I had wasn't really a plan to do one thing or another. I would have liked for it to be a little bit, I guess I'm always picky. So I'd like to have been a little bit more tech, I guess, but it started going one way and then, a couple of clips didn't really fit with how things were going, and we just kind of kept going with the vibe of, that. And then like also all the spots were very unique and like I said, thought out. We weren't just going and sessioning anything really. It was like, okay, let's go skate this thing and this. And so, we just kind of kept on that same vibe throughout the whole part.
Yeah, I appreciated the simplicity of a lot of the skating. It was just really fast and yes, simple. Yeah.
That was purposeful. That was me because sometimes I overcomplicate when I'm doing something, and I hate to talk about the skateboarding thing, but because we're talking about rollerblading, but they just appreciate a kickflip. So I was trying to like look at it that way, where I was like, I'm not here to like try to do the hardest trick, or it was just like, I want to skate this spot, and like, what's the right thing for this spot? And then also, what can I do that looks good? Because sometimes, I have tricks I do that maybe aren't like really, really good. And I was like, okay, what's like a trick here I can do that looks really good? And I was just trying to do that and do the right thing and not fight anything. So if something wasn't going well, I'd be like, okay, maybe not a topsoil, I'll just do top acid or whatever it may have been. And it kind of worked. It just worked. It flowed. And yeah, I really wasn't fighting anything, I think, was the main push behind that. Wasn't
Nice.
trying to
Yeah.
add too much, or
Everything kind of had that vibe where it kind of just felt like the thing that felt natural to you at that spot
exactly.
to
yeah
do.
yeah yeah
Man, that Mistral to 360 into that big bank.
yeah
Like, did you do that first try?
you noticed that's a funny one. Got a lot of stories on that one. That specific trick wasn't the first trick I did, but I mistrialed and just jumped in, and that was the first trick I did when I went there.
Just Mistral straight jumping.
Yeah, so wild. So I had the photo on my phone from an independent trucks post, and I knew it was in Kansas, so I was like, I screenshot, but it was like 2 years ago, and then I had forgotten about it. Went there, we went to the spot. I ended up doing it, and somebody ended up posting it online. A skateboarder lived in this loft building there, and he filmed it and posted a story, and a
Filmed
couple of
you.
yeah, and a couple of friends saw it and they sent it to me. And
Like while you like he filmed it like from his apartment type thing.
yeah.
Holy
And
shit.
me and Adam were in the car, and we were just like, did I post that? Or like, what the, like, did we post? We were trying to find it. And yeah, a skateboarder posted it. But anyway, we got done filming, and it was my second, that was my first trip. Second trip, we were going over footage, and I hated it. So
You
I
hated
was
your
like,
footage.
I just hated the way I did it for some reason.
Oh, that trick.
And so I just went back and then threed in to it. And so if you notice the photo that we released, the thing is I'm in a different outfit, because that was the one I just jumped in.
Okay, yeah.
And then the one we ended up using was when I threed in.
Yeah, the three was so nice.
Yeah, I just feel like I had to do something. Again, going with like, I just couldn't do the forward well. I don't know how I just somehow I was like,
Did
I need
you?
to,
So I obviously did you try to grab like the
I
jump
did this
in?
weird little kick out, then I just tried to jump, and then it just, yeah, I just bailed.
Didn't
I was
work for
like,
you.
again, not fighting it, so I was like, not working. So
Yeah.
new approach, and then
Yeah.
three was a little, but then I was like, oh, and that took the traffic we had it just at the time we were there, it was pretty wild, and it was like every couple of minutes I was able to go. So just sit up there, wait, okay, go, and then you just have to just go,
Like how many tries? Like when you
Oh,
said
that one was a little to get right. I think I did it maybe like first or second try spinning, like landing, maybe second, I think. And then to get it though, probably, oh man, probably like eight. Because I
So you
just
were like
wasn't, I just wanted to land well, and like I mean I didn't quite do it the best, but it's good after doing it that many times in traffic, and then you're starting to battle with like, I don't want to die. So
Right. Going
Just for me,
fast
sometimes
into a
when,
road.
yes. And when I do a trick over and over, it starts, it's like when you say a word over and over again, it starts to sound funny. Exactly that. I can't, no. Then the weird things start to happen. So I was like, I gotta, yeah, small window there. And that was what we got. So,
Right. I'm totally the same way. Like, I hate doing the same trick over and over. It does not feel right. After I do it decently, like once or twice, I start to mess up in weird ways.
Yeah,
And
and you're
you,
like,
I love the
what's
analogy of saying a word too many times. It starts
oh,
to
isn't
feel
that the
wrong.
it's the best. It's the best way to put what that starts to feel like. And you're like, I have to get out of here. I have to abort, and I'll come back later when it's the word again, you know, or yeah. And then something lately about doing something in the moment. You know, I want it to be good, but then you do suck the life out of it. You know, you just do. I just, it's clear when I do something so many, like, yes, I rinsed it, but like sometimes you almost do it too good. And then it's like, well, it didn't even look hard. You know, you're just like, okay, that guy just, you know, it's like too, you know, robotic, I guess. For me, I'm just speaking from how I view my own skating, you
No,
know.
totally. No, I understand what you're saying. I see
And I've
that
done
like
that for
in
too many years because I look back and I'm like, man, that was some hardship. And I'm like, I just look so robotic. It's like it doesn't even translate. It just doesn't.
It looks too easy. Sometimes a little bit of sketch like makes it look harder. Because
Good
it's like, oh, this guy's
story
actually
is
trying.
good story to shout out Luke is we were filming rotation and I was doing an alley-oop Machio. It was down a parking garage, like curved driveway, and I just did alley-oop Machio on this ledge to forward down the driveway, and I was going down it, you know, just boop, and it didn't look like anything. And Luke's like, "What, dude? Just like you gotta, you know." He's like, "You can't just like you just go down the thing because it just looks like nothing." He's like, "Just like try to make it look like you're going down a steep thing, you know." And so even though I'm doing a little acting a little bit, it's like you look at the clip and you're like, oh yeah, it looks like you're carving down a ramp instead of just like, oh, the guy's going down a driveway, you know? And it's like that thing where that's kind of the same you know, situation where you're doing something so much, it's like, yeah, it's too perfect, it doesn't look like anything at all, you know.
Yeah, we got to see a little bit of fear. Like when you're going down, we got to see a little bit of like
Yeah, am I
carving and
gonna
like
make it? There's
speed
gotta
control.
yeah,
If you're
100%.
just going down, that's just like, okay, he's just going
Yeah.
down.
Yeah, grandma can do that, you know? Yeah.
So since you brought up Luke, I would love to jump way back in time and I want to hear about how you got into rollerblading.
Oh wow. I played hockey when I was younger. So my dad got me out on ice. I mean, I don't even remember. I think I was like 2. He was like making me push a little chair. I hated it. And then I loved it. I was like 4, I think. And my parents said I just loved to be on skates. So there was that. Then about 5th grade. So I was that 11 or 12, probably.
Fifth
Think
grade, yeah,
so.
that'd be like 10-ish,
10.
10 or
So
11.
around that time was, I think, when like X Games stuff, I think I rode a bike or was there was like bike racing somehow. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember specifically how all this like came into play, but we have a bike shop. It's still around. It's called Albies. And so like there was like something with getting like a bike there, and then there was BMX, and then you started to get into like looking at skateboarding and that whole world of stuff. And then I think X Games is going on around then. And I lived weirdly like 3 blocks from Octona Skate Shop that Al owned, but at the time it was Stay in Line, so it was owned by a different person, and it was like hockey, like roller hockey. I don't know if they had ice skates, but then there was also Al did like the aggressive stuff. So with that combo of things, I think I had just like an old shitty pair of rollerblades and grinded a little curb in my driveway at Wax. There was like a tiny little like this high from going into the house from the driveway down. And I'd wax that. I was just messing around on like the skates. And then like I think I had a bike, so we were just jumping off curbs. And so I was doing that then.
What gave you the idea to wax a curb? Like, did you see something on
At the
TV or?
X Games, I'm pretty sure was at I think that was around that time, like maybe was it 98, maybe 99.
Did you know anybody, any that was skating in your area?
Not really there. So I moved that next summer north, like an hour to Oxford. So I was away from all that. I met a friend there, and then I would say about 8th or 9th grade. So I think I had still like done it in the driveway by myself, kind of thing. My dad had I had a little rail that I had duct taped onto it 4x4. It was like a steel rail that I fucking duct taped on this thing. And so I would skate that. And then I remember seeing like, and I think I got a couple of magazines from maybe like Al, you know. I'm trying to remember the specifics of it. So anyway, now I'm in sixth grade in Oxford, kind of just doing it by myself with the other stuff. I think my dad had made me like a quarter pipe too at some point with some like old wood from something he was building. And so I was doing that, and it was hard to explain. It was more so like you would just like little kids would just go play. It was just a part of like what I was playing with, you know. It wasn't like, and then I think as I got into like seventh, eighth grade, met this homie Richie. And me and him kind of then started to get, well, it's kind of around that time where I started to get involved in other shit. So me and him were then searching for, you know, I want to hang out in the streets, so, you know, do whatever. And so yeah, then we kind of got involved in like, yeah, going street skating and like, okay, let's do this. And I had asked for a pair of Razor's creams that I just wanted for years. Got them. Richie got Swindlers, I think. And then we were on like eighth, ninth grade. We would just ride our bikes everywhere. And then he got his license. And then that was when we found out about Friday Night Skate with Alan. And that's when it really like opened up. It came from just like one magazine where I knew, I didn't even look at stuff. I would just go grind stuff. I wasn't even really like, I got a couple of videos that I would watch religiously, like Uncloned was probably my first like Bible, you know.
Was that your first video?
Nickel and Dime was the first video I ever saw, but the ever vid first video that I remember being like, oh wow, was Words but Uncloned. Uncloned was where I was like, oh shit, there's a thing here. This is like it just that was what kind of opened it. And then Richie getting his license and then kind of having like Friday Night Skate and Al and like Don and those dudes. And then I found Debt Riot. And then we went to like a event at Airborne. And then it was just like, oh, there's this whole fucking thing. Like I can't tell you. I grew up not sheltered, but like it was just eye-opening to me that there was like a whole thing going on here. I'm like, oh, you know, I just come from like, oh, you know, it doesn't make money, you don't do it, you know? Like why, you know what I mean? Like, how does this whole thing exist that I don't even know about? It's just like not right in front of my
And were you
face.
still playing hockey at this time? Like, how long did you?
No, so not to get too personal, but my old man lost his job. He was something else, but he lost his job. So around this time, he was kind of rough, like. He's an engineer, his economy was going bad. So around this time, and then kind of my end of college, you know, he was weird with work. So college was, you know, I got that taken care of from that. And so yeah, that's when that stuff started to happen. So we couldn't really afford. That's kind of why I also transitioned into skating, because
Yeah, because you just couldn't afford it. Hockey is expensive, right?
I was really good. So I was even getting, I was playing under my age for like some AAA spring stuff. And like in the spring and summer, and then they were asking me to play, you know, and my parents just couldn't afford it, I don't believe at the time. So then yeah, then I was playing back at just regular, you know, house league, and then I couldn't do it. I wanted to fucking play or whatever with anything, right? Like I didn't want to be held back by being with people who are not on my skill level, if that makes sense, with hockey. So then I quit about going into high school. And then that's when I said, then I went the complete other way, you know, because I can skate. I can do this on my own time and I skate hard. I can do something with it. I don't have to wait for anyone, you know, type of thing. And it was easy to afford, right? Just put gas in the car, ride the bike or skate there or whatever, you know. Yeah. So that was kind of the opening to it all, you know.
Amazing. And so this was around in the same area that you're in now, like in Detroit.
Yeah, so Oxford is about like an hour north of here. So that's where I then left home. So the friend Richie I told you about, his dad sold used cars. So they would keep the used cars in the lot in Oxford, and they had gotten complaints about it or something. So his dad ended up buying a house if you are from Detroit, you'll know the area, but 7 Mile and John R, which is not a very nice area. And Richie lived there, and so he had a car, and my home situation was what it was. So I would just like go with him and stay the night a lot, and then we would just drive to school in the morning, because I was like, oh, we can just go skate after school and then Detroit. And like, we were 17, 16, and just like skating Hart Plaza. And just like, it was unreal to me at the time. My parents never even left Oxford, really, let alone,
Yeah.
they were very homebody. So
So it was
I'd
like
never even seen a city, I
a
didn't know what a city looked like,
Ohio.
And so, and then that was another eye opener, was him being down there. It was a huge catalyst to like street skating and just being in a place where we can just be out in the street, being little punk skater kids,
Right. So a lot of street skating. But it does, like, you have skated a lot of park in your day, right? Like, did you skate airborne a lot?
Where I live, so in Oxford, we had a church that had a park in it. And if you went to mass on Sunday, it was free for you go to mass for 1 hour, skate for 2 hours. And then if you went to school, high school, whatever, had your student ID, you could skate for, was it like $3 for 3 hours?
Yeah.
That was always around. So that, I mean, we were doing that in like 7th grade, 8th grade, I was going there once in a while there. But the ramps were real small. So yes, I could skate a quarter, like understood the whole, had the grasp of skating a park, but it was very like DIY kind of.
Right, like smaller ramps.
Smaller ramps, they had a handrail. I mean, most of the time we all just skated that, or just like, a launch to like a round rail or something. You know what I mean? That's what we were skating when we were there. And then I would sometimes go to airborne, but again, it was money, car being so far away from airborne was down in like 12 miles. So that's like just suburbs of Detroit. So still about like, 45 minutes, hour away,
Okay. So like
from where I
once a
was
week.
at. So yeah, we would always just skate that little park, and then, so not foreign to it, but bigger ramps and like a big skate park,
You
was.
never really felt super comfortable on those big
No.
ramps.
No, and then, coupled with where skating was at that time, street skating, right?
Right.
Did that. And then, and then I just vibed more with the artistic, I guess, type of approach, or just, and then also, again, I don't know what it, just being a kid, being in the street, just being a kid, being out.
Yeah,
I
the
don't, being
streets
at
are
a
just
park to me was
so
almost
exciting.
like school, I mean, it was fun to be
Right.
with friends and do that, but it was like I wanted to fucking be out and roaming around, seeing something new, being in some bad shit. I don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Have to be
That just
gone.
appealed to me so heavily,
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've mentioned Don a couple times. Like, when did you meet Don Bambrick?
I'm bad with the years.
Because he obviously lived in that area, right?
Yeah, it wasn't until later on. I feel like I maybe obviously had met him some skate event or something, but I had moved out to Kalamazoo. So that's like a whole other history with, Michigan rollerblading is the west side of our state. So what's that? We have like a big scene on the other side of our state here. So, well, like I said, my plan, I wanted to skate. So I was like, all right, either I graduate high school and work, or, go to college. And I was like, can't afford college, but I'm not trying to work because I can't skate. And I watched what that does to a bunch of people that have to just get full-time jobs, And so I'm like, oh, it's financial aid. So I got to go to school because my dad didn't work, figured that all out. Was able to do that and just work a tiny little part-time job at elementary school. So I was like, cool, I'm going. And then the scene was huge on the west side of the state. 616 was over there.
Yeah.
Mark Vanderbilt, like Josh Jones, a bunch of these dudes were Chris Couture. I mean, a bunch of these, there's a scene over there. I was like, oh my God, I'm just gonna go to school over this. It's insane. Like, hell yeah. So I did that. And then coming back, so that was kind of where then people started to know about me, like in Michigan rollerblading, was from actually being over there. So I didn't even really meet most of the people I know, like Don, until after I went to Kalamazoo and then came back to Detroit after college. So that's kind of when I
Okay.
met, or got to be more close with and friends with like Don and, Al and people like that that were on this side of the state. So I really didn't do that when I was here.
Right.
So it was probably what, 23, 24, 22, somewhere around there, moving back here to Metro Detroit. And then, yeah, that's when me and Don linked up. And he wasn't really skating, I think, when we first started hanging out. And I kind of just like would go hang out time and time again and just be like, dude, come skate. And at the time, I remember asking him to do a, come skate like a park with me and like film something. And he was just like, dude, like the thought of him filming a park thing was like, he like laughed about it. Like, it wasn't even like, that wasn't even like, it wasn't even laughing and funny. He was like, dude, you're out of your mind. Like filming
Right. Everything
parks.
of Dawn is like
Think
street
about
art.
and think about his
Yeah.
park stuff at the time. That's hilarious to think about now, right? But like, put out a park. Nobody wants to see you put out a park set. Anyone, it was funny, and I was like, dude, we could just go rip modern. And it took a little bit, and then finally, we had got like one time he came out. I think it was like, yeah, one of the first times we were filming, and he'd gotten like three just ridiculous things. And I was like, okay, and he's like, yeah. It's like, all right. So then we started filming all the sessions of modern, and then yeah, that kind of started him. Time just back up again to skating, and then like we started skating a lot, and
Nice. So this was kind of post like mind game era, kind of after his career in skating had it
post
was the tail end.
USP, like because you remember all that with him. So I think his last stuff was with Thick USD, and he got that carbon. And so it was after all that,
Okay.
you're leaving all that, because he
Yeah.
skated Valo. I think John sent him. I can't remember what his gray. I think John had sent him a pair of skates. I think we were gonna start skating it, and John had sent him a pair of skates, and so he was
Yeah.
super hyped. And
Do
I
you
think he was,
ever?
and I think at the time looking back, I think he was just like kind of hyped to just be like, oh, someone hooked me up that I respect, and I'm filming with my friend, and it was like that simple. Coming from what it had been, I guess. And he was like, cool. And I think that that kind of is a good place to start,
Right. It's funny, it can be hard for people to like adapt to the new way, like if they're used to being a top dog in that era when there was so much opportunity in skating, it almost feels silly to them to like skate now. Like it's an adjustment in their
And
expectation
even
and
just like the ability, right? Like
yeah.
I'll skate with Don, and it's kind of like, I can't really do it at that level. And I get
Right.
it. Like I totally respect that that can be a way that I feel like I'll always find some sort of weird fun in it. But some people, I'm not saying that Don doesn't want to skate. He skates, but like I can respect he is not wanting to film and just being like, yeah, like I know I'm not going to be doing it past this level, so like why am I there's no need to
Right. When you've reached those peaks, like the peaks that Bambrick has hit on skates, it would seem silly just to film some basic stuff. Like
And
why
now
are
I'm
we
hoping he
filming
hears
this?
this, and knowing who he is, he's like, oh yeah, and then he wants this will make him want to skate again, do that again. But
Awesome. Do you see him
no.
around? Do you
Yeah,
skate around here?
well, me and AJ drove, so we drove from Kansas back up here one of the times, so I didn't fly home. We just drove from Kansas up to here and then skated a few things on the way, and we all hung out while we were in town here, and then he's come out a few times here and there when he can, comes and skates modern or one of the DIY parks or whatever. So yeah, still on him.
Nice. Nice. And you also mentioned Luke. How did you meet Luke Naylor?
Luke, For modern loop is that we would do like sometimes like skate camps at like we had a park here, Landslide and Modern, and he was like a part of all that and was always just one of like the young guys like killing shit. And yeah, just eventually, for lack of a better phrase, just grew up and then started hanging. And yes, I mean, same, you know, and when not that it's like a cool guy thing, but it's just like, yeah, when you're skating at that level and wanting to do things at that level and view things a certain way, like you end up just working together and hanging out and skating and talking shit about skating and whatever. And you know what I mean? You just end up doing gravitating towards each other, you know?
Right.
And then especially more so now with standard and, you know, not that many people doing it, I guess, and or viewing it how we do, I guess. Not in a negative way, but just that, yeah, we'll stick together because we like to do it this way, you know.
Yeah, you can vibe on a certain vision and certain way of skating and
But yeah, it happened yeah, forever ago. You know, like I said, like most of us grew up in front of each other. You know what I mean? Like we're 15, 14, and yeah, here we are now in our late 30s, 40s. So, but yeah. Yeah, I met Luke through one of those and he was always at Modern and yeah.
you're really lucky to like have male friends and history with people and like hang out with like Adam and like a lot of men don't have friends.
It's been tough for me. It's hard when you're later on in life, you know. And then, well, I
Yeah.
think it's also hard to keep up with things and then keep or make new. You know,
Yeah.
I think just having this vessel of skating makes it easy.
Totally.
If there was not
'Cause,
this, are you out of your mind? I'd be the most awkward
yeah.
dude in the world trying to make friends. I'd be on Tinder just trying to make friends.
It is funny, like, yeah, obviously when you have that kind of common interest, it's like, yeah, let's go skate. It's a no-brainer. I notice in my adult life, like, there's men around me that don't skate that I'm like, oh, I like this guy. I'd like to like be friends with him, but it feels so awkward to like ask him to hang out. Like,
To
how
hang
do you
out,
even do that?
because like what do you because to you hanging out, you know, you're like, oh, do you want to go like shoot? It just sounds like a date, or it just sounds like
It's
something
weird.
different than it
Yeah.
is. I'm with you.
I think women are a lot better at that, just like being social with each other. Like, I think we're just, for whatever reason, like adult men just suck at being
That's why
social.
I did this fucking part with AJ though. I was just like, dude, you know, it was more so like I skating will forever and always in my heart just be what we just did. Just, hey, what up, dude? Let's go fuck off. Or like literally, dude, I don't want to think about anything else. I just want to go skate.
Hell
What's the
yeah.
spot? I want to be fucking 15.
Yes.
And I knew exactly who to call to just go fuck off for, you know, 4 weeks. And yeah, and I'm and again, yeah, like you're saying, lucky to have that in any
Oh,
capacity
big
is
time.
crazy, you know.
Yeah.
Super great. I mean, I
That came through a little bit in the section. Is just that, like, you guys just hung out and had a lot of fun, like with Sean and AJ, and there was even a Mike Lilly was in there. Did Mike Lilly just come and hang out and skate?
Jeremy
Nice.
Rockwell.
Jeremy Rockwell was around. Nice. That little crew.
He came out. Sean and Jeremy drove up to Detroit with us, you know. They just piled in. Like it was that was
Nice.
crazy to me. Like we were just there and AJ's like, yeah, we're driving to Detroit. Sean, you coming? And they were just like, yep. And I was like, are we no, but are we 15? You know, like my
It's
friends don't like people that are
amazing.
younger than me where I'm at don't even do that. And they were just
Right.
like, yep. And then they just came and like figured it out. And they were like, hell yeah, we'll fucking love to do this shit.
Hell yeah.
And for me, you
So
know,
fun.
not that I don't have Luke or anything, but I'm still so much like that. And I set my life up to skate and to do what I want to do and work where I want to work, do whatever. And yeah, so it was just like, oh, holy shit, like this is okay. Or this is like, you know, it's like, yeah, this is all right to do. Like, and there's four other people wanting the same shit.
Hell
So
yeah. You're winning. To be
yeah.
able to do that shit, at, approaching 40, you're a very you, we are very lucky to have those experiences. Like, it's fucking awesome. What was up with Mike Lilly and the scissors? Like, those gold scissors, what was going on there?
I cut my finger on like I poked it on like a piece of glass in the shittiest place we could have done it at in that weird alley. But yeah, we were getting some bandages together to wrap up around my finger. So
Is that when there was like blood all over your leg?
yeah. And on the oh, no, this was skates on the wall where there was like blood on the wall. It's like the red wall.
What happened there? Oh, you cut your
It was
leg
where I
on
did
your finger?
Trumach and then heel roll on the, yeah. That place was something else. Filled with glass, and I had like poked my finger on something and just started pouring out blood. And I was like, not worried about the blood, I'm worried about the diseases, you know?
Right, the AIDS and getting on the ground here.
Yeah. So I was doing a little Dr. Lily at that time.
Nice. That's amazing.
Yeah.
He seems like a really funny dude.
Yeah, he loves skating too, man. It was just wanted to come along and yeah, do this. Like I said, it was just that simple. We're just like, you know, let's go fuck off in a car for a day and go skate, you know?
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Having that, having like the crew energy, like and the jokes and all that shit, it helps you skate better.
We just did it on this Blading Cup trip with all the standard dudes.
Oh,
You know,
amazing.
it like blows it out of the water, team versus single. It's just, it adds an element you can't, that's it. It just adds an extra thing to it. And even if no one's skating, you know, like my situation with AJ, you know, Mike was skating for sure, but not all the time. It was mainly just me, but having the group, like you said, the jokes. I mean, you know, I have to have jokes or else that's the only way
Have
I make it
jokes.
through on a daily basis.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, like all that adds to it. Like you said, if you're not in those in that spirit, like you're not gonna, it's gonna go back to the robotic thing. It's just gonna be robotic and I'm getting this done instead of that extra, I don't even know what to call it. It's just, it is an extra element that can only be created when there's that going on, you know?
It's an extra energy. It's an
Yeah.
extra like fire and fun. And there's a feeling when like when you're laughing a lot, like just having that giggly energy just helps you like skate better and be more free with your movements and everything.
Yeah.
I compare it to like, 'cause I'm a fan of MMA, and they always like the fighters will roll with a crew. And for a while, I was like, why are they bringing like all these friends around? But it totally makes sense that you would have your crew for the whole week and have that fun, giggly energy, and it just sets you up to be in a good state of mind when you're walking into the octagon. You know, you got all your homies with you, and you've been giggling all week. You're obviously gonna fight better
And
than if
it's
you're
like
like sitting in your hotel room by yourself, like thinking about this
right,
fight coming up,
thinking
like getting
about
in
it.
your
See, it's what we were
head.
talking about when we first started this with like the time thinking about something. Maybe it's even just a distraction from that. It goes to show you how much goes into a minute fight or a 2 minute fight, right? It's that, and you also couldn't just inject those friends 2 hours before the fight, right? You can just be like, oh, here's your friends, you know, like get on the level, you know what I mean? It has to be this like
Take
we're
some
hanging
time.
out, we've had, you know, yesterday was really fun and you know, or whatever, and it's the continuation of that, and it builds off itself. I mean, that's kind of what I was saying earlier with the part with the tricks that we were doing. It was just happening, you know. It was like, this is the way that it's going, like I don't really want to be in charge of it, you know. And then I used
Roll
to
with
think,
it.
okay, I want to get this kind of skating out in a park. But then now I'm kind of like, this is just almost like an album. Like that's just what I did with the vibe that we were at with what we were doing there. And I left it there and that's all it was. And I'll make another one, you know, and it'll be something completely different or the same or what you know, I don't know, but
It's just a moment in time. It is what it is.
100%.
It,
Took me a
you know, it
long time
happened.
to do that with skating or to be okay, because you're just like, this has to define me, or like,
Yeah,
you
you can't,
know,
right? You can't
go.
force things too much in skating.
No.
You can't, like, the worst things are when you really try to like structure every session. Like, I want to go to this spot and do this specific trick, and I want the skating to be like this. And you're just aligning yourself for some disappointment. Like if your expectations are too rigid, it's so much better just to go out, like feel the vibes, whatever the spot is calling you to do, like be honest with your body and with your skill set and just.
Because you're cutting out the extra that you're not thinking about that could happen, when you do that,
Right.
like the unexpected, you're eliminating
Right.
that so much.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's the
you're.
biggest thing for me lately. When I start to get too much in my head, I'm like, I'm eliminating, but I could even go past what I'm even thinking about right now because I'm in the way of whatever I'm doing,
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get the fuck out of my own way and,
Exactly.
yeah.
Yeah. The universe has better plans for you than you have for yourself.
1,000%.
I'm a strong believer in that. Like we think we know what we want. I don't think anyone has a clue what they we
In
might
the
think we
trust in
know what
that
we
though,
want.
that's a hard trust, right? To just go, I'm trusting this wild belief that something I don't even know what it couldn't even pinpoint what it even is the is driving what's
Yeah.
going on, But honestly, there's such a freedom in that,
Oh yeah.
It's like let go. I don't have to be in charge. I don't really want to care anymore. That's kind of where I'm at in skating. It's been so much fun. I just don't really want to give a shit.
Fuck yeah.
Like at all. I'll put my skates on and then I don't want to be in charge.
Hell yeah.
Like it's kind of where I'm at. And just
That's
lucky to be again doing it.
yeah.
I know there are people older than me, but if you've treated your body like I have and not just in skating, I mean, happy to be doing it at this level and still be healthy,
Yeah, you seem really healthy. And that's kind of what I was getting at in the beginning. Do you work out? Do you like take supplements? Do you blast your
I
pecs?
do
What
the
do you
basic, like I've daily supplement. I do ride the bike a lot. So
do?
I do like 10, 10 miles a day. I mean, not so much when it gets colder here. I'm not sure when I'm gonna. Usually it's supplements with being at the skate park because I'll go, probably 5 days a week or so. Even if it's
5 days a
empty.
week, you skate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really doing much, but yeah, last winter was pretty heavy. I was skating almost every day last winter, actually.
At Airborne?
Modern.
Modern, sorry.
Yeah,
Is
yeah.
so modern is what it used to be Airborne?
No.
I confused.
Airborne's closed, and then Modern Skate
Okay.
Park is where Bitter Cold
Modern, okay.
was held at. Yeah. Two different places, but yes, very equal influence in two different time periods of skating, but.
Right, similar vibes. You can understand
Yes.
how I kind of got them mixed up.
Oh, 100%,
So
yeah.
you were skating modern, you skate modern 5 days a week.
I try to.
That's
Yeah. I mean,
amazing.
honestly, try to just go as if I can go every day because I work from home too, so I can bring my computer up there and just like go up there and then work a little bit and then just to get out of the house. But yeah, it's easy to do little train. I'm not like going in there and like
Killing
fucking
it.
going ape shit, but I'm going in there just to skate and be like, there's a soul grind, like mess around this quarter pipe for a little bit. It keeps skating right there, if that makes
Totally.
any
Yeah.
sense, so if you
Yeah.
want to, you can just pull the trigger, it's right there.
Right.
So
Keep
yeah,
all
I
the.
try to do that. And it's easier to wintertime because I'm pretty close to modern and also it's just kind of central. You just go to this place, it's inside, you know what I mean? Whereas summertime, it's like you tend to I want to go skate a street spot, then I'll like maybe hurt my knee for a minute, then I'm not skating for a couple of days. You know what I mean? That's kind of harder, I feel like, to skate more often, I guess.
Totally.
Whereas,
Yeah, with the park stuff, you can kind of just skate daily and not get hurt as much. And
yeah. And I'm valuing that a lot. So yeah, I try to be on skates as much as I can, especially now. That's why I ride the bike, just fighting death off, just
so
beating
ride the
off
bike.
of
Like you
this.
actually ride a bike or do you ride like a stationary
I
bike?
ride a bike,
A
yeah.
bike, yeah.
Yeah. So anywhere from like 10 to 20, I'll just do in the morning or at night, lady
Wow.
open with. And that's helped tremendously. I can just do, I don't get tired, like the legs
Strong
don't really get
legs
like
and
worn out. That's been, I think, the biggest game changer for me was riding the bike.
nice low impact.
Low impact. And yeah, mimicked kind of being at modern and like skate, because it's like pumping up and down a quarter pipe, So
Right.
then when you want to skate a box and jump all day, you're not gassed. And then I can keep going. That's kind of the main, I guess, thought process and goal here is that, yeah, by day four, if I'm skating 4 days hard in a row, I'm not gassed. I'll do
Right.
a fifth day. You know, it's not that, oh, my legs are strong, I can jump fucking 10 feet in the air. It's that by day 10, you know, the turtle's passing the hare, you know.
Right. The endurance.
So
That's key because, like, psychologically, when you're skating that much, that's when you get to that place where you're just dialed in, like, with your focus and your state of mind is peaked. So if your body is failing, then you're missing out on that great skating that would happen if you were conditioned properly.
it's like a meditation. Yeah, if you start to get sore, it ruins that, you know, or it's, you're like, you're thinking about your legs all of a sudden, you know, whereas normally, you know, now, or now it's, I'm not, that doesn't interrupt. I'm just playing around. Like you said, focus, or
Right.
you just kind of, I don't really have to worry about that. And then the biggest one is that it takes me longer to warm up. So I don't want to get warmed up. Like I hear so many people say this or have in the past where they're like, yeah, by the time I get warmed up, my knees are, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, I don't, not, never gonna happen. Say it again so that I fight it off, you know. But like, I don't want to do that. I want, so it takes a little bit to get warmed up, and I want to be like ready to go by the time I'm
Peaking.
warm. I don't want to be like, oh, my legs are sore, I need to sit down by the time I'm ready to do whatever I, you know, I want to do.
Right. It's crazy that it does take a lot of conditioning to be able to be a prime rollerblader. Lucky. Yeah.
It does.
So
It's why a lot of people don't, you know, have a couple of days a week to do it, and gets tougher and tougher as you get older, you know. Whereas I
oh,
feel like,
totally.
yeah, I'm devoting more and more time to it the older I get than I did when I was younger, you know. And normally it's opposite for everyone, you know,
Right.
less and less time when you need it the most, you know, when your knees are screaming.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you've got this pro skate, you just dropped this like banger of a section. What is the future of rollerblading for Brian Weiss? Like, what do you foresee? I mean, are you just gonna retire like right off into the sunset, or what are you gonna do after this?
hell no. I think finally, and this, I focus on other people and other things with what I'm doing. I don't know if I can help someone or s standard or skating or something. I don't know. Just thinking about it in other ways and me. Pro skate, pro skater. So, you know, I, you know, not that I'm like that, but that is what you're doing, right? I mean,
Right, it's a very selfish
fucking
pursuit.
1,000% what you're doing if you're trying to be a pro skater. I mean, it is about you.
Right.
So way less of that, and way more of I need to, I want to make something that just like shows off like where I'm at in skating. I don't feel like I've ever made that part yet. Does that make sense? Like I want to, like I'm skating the best I ever have, and I would like to like take my time and document something that like shows like what I'm capable of. And I don't mean like jumping off roofs like I did. I mean like technical things and just like taking my time on something, and that would be nice to work on.
Right.
That's a huge goal. And I kind of want to skate at more like fun things, like Copenhagen B-roll. Like that would have been super fun to go out to. I don't know if you know anything about that event or saw anything about it. It just looked like a fucking blast. So more things being involved with that within skating to show off skating would be great. Less, you know, hiding away with two people and making sections, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a part of it, but maybe a little more so out and about, sharing with people, skating with people. Yeah, it's kind of it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm jumping around a lot, but I also want to ask you about that triple soul that you did on those three ledges in a row.
Yeah,
That
it
was insane.
was
That
insane,
was definitely a highlight in the edit.
and that is proof that you can get just the right amount of high. Like it's, there's a good spot to be, and that's it. No, I'm kidding. Well, that was new on campus, where everybody and Lawrence, where AJ, you know, and Alex kind of screw up skating, and there's not many things there that haven't been destroyed. And that was brand new. And we were going by it, and I saw it just making a joke, but I was like, oh, you just grind all three of those. And then we just kind of really didn't have any. It was one of those days we were, just doing a couple of tricks, and we happened to just be in Lawrence, but there was nothing else kind of on our list. This is towards the end. And then I was like, I'm just gonna grind one of them. Then like I did, and I was like, I think I could probably try to grind all three. And then we waxed a little bit of it, but then didn't wax it. And I think I did two, and it's not, I think it might be in the edit, but maybe not. But there's one where I did the two and I just flew off and cleared the whole. I don't think it was in the video, but I cleared the whole third set. Like I just
And you jumped the
went to
whole
flat. I mean, I didn't judge, I just flew off it.
whoa,
And
that's
I
a
was like,
big
okay,
set.
maybe not. But then I was like, no, fuck this. Like, I'm just gonna suction cup. And if you see that land for a second and then grind that last one, but rinsed it, dude. Like, it started off kind of as a joke. And then it was like, okay, not closer, closer,
That was insane.
yeah, it was pretty wild.
Yeah,
But
I
the
think that
part
was my
also
favorite
needed
trick.
something like that. Part of just being in the moment was like, yeah, it was, I don't know, it just felt like the right, I don't know how to explain it. It's like the
Right,
right thing to
right.
do. And
Those are the best things when it's almost starts off as a joke, and then you're like, wait, like I could maybe actually do this.
Well, then you're like skating wise. I'm like, well, you're not gonna get hurt just grinding on one. So see what the one, it ran and then it's like you're inching forward. And
Right,
then I'm like,
yeah.
well, I'm a
Well,
third of the, you're 2/3 of the way there.
yeah,
So might as well. I mean, come on. Who am I?
because you, well, I'm trying to, like, you could not do that on a skateboard.
Even if you look at
Don't
it,
think you
there's
could do that on a
little
bike.
things I
Like,
had to do to make it work. So if you look at the beginning, I mean, I definitely like kind of roll over the step on the H blocks a little bit, the first step.
the first one,
So I'm just barely, I'm like not even moving.
trying to go as slow as you can.
Whoa. And then when I'm going down the first one, I kind of leave just a tad early, wide, little wide leg land, slow. And
Right.
then I really hit it on the, but if you see that, I mean, I'm basically stopping myself and I'm still fucking cooking on the last
Yeah.
one. And I don't think there's wax on the last one either.
Oh,
That's just a
Jesus.
cement. I think two of them might have just been cement ledge. I can't remember. But I think we started to maybe wax, and I was like, I don't think that's a good idea. Like,
Right.
I was
Keep
like,
it
I
unwaxed,
tried
control the
that.
speed. That's insane. I loved the like seeing the blue plastic that was scraped off on the ledge.
Yeah, and that photo of me and AJ, you can see him on all three in the background.
Yeah, so sick.
Yeah.
So what made you want to do like a blue skate? Was that your idea?
Yeah, kind of a, I think it started, my favorite color is green. I think I had like a greenish bluish, and I just couldn't find anything that, again, more going back to the clothes, like, I would have probably, 5 years, 10 years ago, picked something different, but I felt like I was also thinking of something I would like, and that something would that would just look good when you saw a photo of it. And I don't, I hope that's not a cop out, but I also had that in mind. Like I just want a good looking skate. So,
Right, that's important. I mean, yeah, you want it to just go good with different types of clothes and
and it fit.
different
I
outfits.
just the dark blue. It was similar. Was not really similar, but I was kind of in this like greenish like. Kind of pale greenish color, whatever. And then, yeah, I was like, okay, the blue and the Lions, they're basically Lions colors, Detroit Lions, football. And they release like a, they have like black jerseys with like blue and like the silver. And yeah, sort of messing around with the combo on the, the little Photoshop file. And I was like, yeah, this, it just looked really good. And
Yeah, the silver's classy.
then I panicked. And then I was like, I don't want to do a color because then I just started to feel like, man, I just want to like a dark gray skate because I was just like, I don't skate this blue. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah,
And
yeah.
I got the sample. I had Lawrence Emergency get like a charcoal one. And then, so I got the two and then I got the blue and I saw the blue in person and I was just like, dude, fucking threw the charcoal one in the trash, dude. So I did. I just knew it when I saw it, and then I started messing around with just like the colorways, and and then went with the gray, and I just wanted to keep it clean. And then we did the
Really nice.
white, So we did like the combo. So I was like, anybody can just combo this all up and it'll look really, really good. And like that was a thought too, you know, it was like,
Right.
what do you do
You want it to
after?
work with different frames and
Frames, different frame color. Then we did the pro and the premium skate. So, you know, you can have the premium, which has like my Simatics wheel on it. And it's gray. And then the pro has, you know, this more stock. So it's a little cheaper. And yeah, we tried to do a couple of little different things with like, yeah, just tried to look like we gave a shit. And I
Right.
just put a color on a boot, you know.
No, the whole thing worked really well. Like, for some reason, blue is a good color for you. Like you got those nice blue eyes, and it just kind of represents your personality for some reason, like the cool blue. You're a cool dude, you know.
Thanks.
and the new frames, you were in the new anti-rocker frames that come stock on the boot. Because before that, what frame you skated creates? So do you like the new anti-rocker frame?
I helped Lawrence with them, so he had the idea, then sent me one, and then we kind of tweaked a bunch of like the groove and everything and some of the measurements. And yeah, I kind of helped him get it good. And then yeah, that's what I'm skating now. It's great frame.
I was playing stupid. I've skated the frame.
Oh yeah.
It's
Oh, okay,
freaking
sick.
dope.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's
Yeah, I
really
mean,
good.
even when he first sent, I mean, we tweaked it, but even when he first sent it, I was like, yeah, of course. Well, I mean, it's, of course he made a good frame. You
I
know,
mean, I think it's the first, like, because you can't skate flat with it.
no,
You,
yeah,
it's
because
built for
built for
anti-rocker,
the anti-rockers, yep.
which is, I think that's a first of its kind. I mean, there's been like the Mook and like freestyle frames,
Yeah,
but
like
I
the
think this was the first
freestyle.
like anti-rocker
Yeah,
specific.
with like a max middle wheel size.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
super low. The
Yeah.
groove is perfect.
It's
Yeah, it's
great art.
really
It's like a, you know, it's broken in basically out of the box. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, love it. And we're glad to offer, you know, that's like another thing we're trying to get. You know, something like that on our skates that people just skate it out of the box that want to grind right away and do it. They're, you know, just pull a skate out. It's great right out of the box. Don't have to mod it up a bunch because there is that group. You know, there's a huge group of people that want to, you know, skate what they pay for. Just pull it out of the box. They don't want to customize everything like we do, you know, and yeah.
And what size of boot do you skate?
The small, so like
You skate the
seven.
small.
Yeah.
What size are your feet?
I wear 9 shoe. I'm like just there. So like for example, I've said this before. Well, I don't know if I've talked about this on like a podcast, but I've openly talked that I like razor shifts. I've had a pair of black ones and then Jeff Howards. I couldn't skate. So I ended up heat gunning the Jeff Howards, but I couldn't even skate them. And then I could skate the black ones. Same skate, just different color. So that's how close I am to like being the next size up on most,
So
you
the
know. Like
smalls
I
are
couldn't
like
skate Rossi's, the Balo, the M12 boot. Like I can't skate that in my size. So I could only skate the like the old Balos, the carbon shell, because it was a little bit bigger. And I couldn't skate the other one. So yeah, I'm like right there. I really have to, you know, have the right setup for it to work.
Yeah, but
And
you're
then
comfortable in the small.
and razors, right? I skate razors for so long, so SLs are pretty big, you know, can
Yeah.
easily fit in a seven there, but yep, right on the cusp. Oh
But it's comfortable. You're not stubbing your
yeah.
toes, maybe.
No, I am not doing, no, too old to do that. I'll
Small,
mod them
that's
if I
it's
have
just
to, but
crazy that you're in the small.
yeah, but our skates are great. We have so much room in the toe. Yeah, plenty of room. And then I skate Intuition, so a little more room there too.
You in the premium?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't
Nice.
like the tongue, but
All in
let me try
all,
those nine. Are you on the 909? Did you?
I haven't skated the 909 for I think a couple years.
But the liner, the Intuition, did you
Oh
skate
yes,
that in
I'm
the
on the
standard?
909 Intuition.
Did you skate that in the standard
I
boot?
did. Yeah,
Is
I
it
found
fair?
that perfect. I
Okay.
prefer it over the premium for sure.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go that route. I'm getting a little, just the
You
tongue
should.
bother me. Yeah, I think I'm gonna.
Yeah, for some reason, like the premium, like the, because you have to skate it with the wraps, right?
Yeah.
You can't go without the wraps. And I just find the wraps to just feel kind of like shifty. Like it doesn't fit flush in the boot.
Yeah.
The new them, the 909 Intuition, just feels like it fits perfectly in that cuff area.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna give it a shot. I feel like Luke's on the same thing.
Do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I need to do that.
Yeah, they're worth the investment because they last, and it's a great liner. I
I
actually
think
thought
so
about just
too.
getting another one while they're available because it's
Yeah.
just really good.
Yeah, they're
The
so
shape of
worth
it
it. I
is
mean,
good.
even if you just get a year out of them, which you get plenty more than
Oh,
that. I mean, even if you
yeah,
just got a
totally.
year, that's so worth it. I mean, it's your fucking feet, and it's, yeah, 100% worth it.
Well, this was great, man.
Yeah, I'm happy you asked me to do it, and then I'm happy we were just like, all right, let's do it now.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, I
that's
didn't
what you
want
do. I'm so on the same page there. Hell yeah.
No, congrats on an awesome part and an awesome skate, and fuck, you look awesome. Congrats on some nice hair.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Nice
Thanks for
shirt.
giving me some time to talk. Yeah, appreciate
Hell
it.
yeah. And hopefully we can skate soon.
Yes, you let
Hang
me
out
know.
in the world.
Yes, in the real world
Yeah.
before it burns. All right,
All right, Brian, enjoy the rest of your day.
man, you too. Talk soon, brother.
Peace, buddy.
See you.